This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. The man who authorities say stole a commercial airliner in the U.S. state of Washington worked for Horizon Air. Some ask why the plane was not locked to prevent such incidents. Brad Tilden is CEO of Horizon's parent company, Alaska Air Group.
This is aviation in America. The doors of the airplanes are not keyed like a car. There's not an ignition key like there would be in a car. The setup in aviation in America is we secure the airfield, and then we have the mindset is we have employees that are credentialed and authorized to be there.
Paul Pastor is the sheriff of the county in which all of this happened.
It was a very small two-prop plane, commuter aircraft. Was stolen. The person who stole it was either doing something as a kind of a lark, or perhaps he was trying to harm himself.
Sheriff Pastor said there were no indications at all of any sort of terrorist intent. As officials here in Washington and in the neighboring state of Virginia are bracing for today's first anniversary of a white nationalist rally that exploded to deadly violence in Charlottesville, Virginia. Washington Mayor Muriel Bowser.
Whether they are spewing hatred and racism online on the nation's capital, let us speak in one voice and tell them that they are wrong.
Organizers of last year's rally in Charlottesville were not able to get permission to hold another rally there this year, but they were okay to have a similar rally here in Washington across from the White House that will be happening later today. At last year's rally in Charlottesville, a 32-year-old counter-protester, Heather Heyer, was killed by a self-described white supremacist who drove his car at high speed into a crowd of people. This is VOA News. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is blaming Turkey's economic problems on the United States and others. He was responding to a drop in the value of the Turkish currency against the U.S. dollar following the imposition of both sanctions and tariffs out of Washington. Tens of thousands of protesters gathered in Okinawa, vowing to stop the planned relocation of a U.S. military base on the southern Japanese island. AP's Charles Deledesma reporting.
Around 70,000 Okinawans have rallied against the relocation plan to move Marine Corps Air Station Futenma from a crowded neighborhood to a less populated coastal site. They believe the move would not only be an environmental debacle, but would also ignore local wishes to have the base shifted from the island entirely. The protesters held up signs saying, "New base no, and Okinawans will not give up," as they chanted slogans. The central government says the current plan is the only solution. About half of the 50,000 American troops in Japan are stationed on Okinawa. I'm Charles Deledesma.
A suicide blast in southwestern Pakistan injured at least 6 people, including 3 Chinese engineers, while unknown gunmen killed 3 policemen in a northern region bordering China. China condemned the attack on its citizens. The Chinese side has requested the relevant Pakistani departments investigate the incident, bring the perpetrators to justice, and take further effective measures, they say, to ensure the security of the Chinese institutions and its citizens in Pakistan. The impact of the trade war between China and the United States is becoming increasingly more evident, and the public in both countries are strongly calling for an end to it. Soybeans, the most important agricultural product in that bilateral trade, are at the forefront of the trade war. Mark Alberson is with the Soybean Association in the U.S. state of Illinois.
We really rely on our export markets. China, in particular, is our biggest market. If we send our soybeans anywhere else, it will cost more. And at the end of the day, farmers will end up being hurt by that.
The U.S. is expected to export more than 30 million tons of soybeans to China this year, but this number is now unlikely to materialize, they say, as Chinese companies are largely stopping the purchase of U.S. soybeans after an additional 25% duty took effect on July the 6th. The British conservation charity, the Wildfowl and Wetlands Trust, says record-breaking temperatures there have encouraged a rare flock of Andean flamingos to lay eggs for the first time since 2003. 6 of the exotic birds laid 9 eggs, which were infertile, so the charity's reserve gave the Andean flamingos eggs from nearby relatives, the Chilean flamingos, who took after them to raise as their own. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.